Hot and Heavy, Italian Stallions, Book 5. Written by Mary Carr. Performed by Marina Barrett, Theo Sinclair, and Oliver Highpoint. Chapter 1.
I don't understand.
Hazel, we could understand Grandma misplacing a couple of things, but too many of her possessions have gone missing over the past month or two. Expensive possessions.
Hazel gazed over Annabelle's shoulder to where Mrs. Maloney sat on the couch. She kept trying to catch the elderly woman's eye, but Mrs. Maloney was either avoiding her or, more likely, completely unaware of what her granddaughter was accusing Hazel of.
"I've never taken anything from this house," Hazel said. "I would never steal from Mrs. Maloney."
After working for 3 years as Mrs. Maloney's in-home nurse, she was hurt by Annabelle's accusation. The family had always trusted her, praised her work, and sworn up and down they couldn't live without her.
Over the years, she'd begun to feel closer to the Maloneys than she did to her own fucked-up family, which wasn't really saying much.
Because while kind, the Maloney family had always treated her as an employee, a valued one, but still basically the hired help. Annabelle's brother, Jeremiah, sighed, making it perfectly clear he thought Hazel was lying. Of the two Maloney siblings, Hazel had always been partial to Jeremiah, who was far more laid back than his uptight sister. None of that easygoing attitude was present now. Right now, he looked pissed.
"Grandma's engagement ring is gone," he said.
A knot formed in Hazel's stomach, another in her throat. How could she defend herself against their accusations? Jeremiah had been dating a lovely woman, Emily, for the last year, and he'd confided in Hazel a couple of weeks earlier that he planned to pop the question. He'd told Hazel that Mrs. Maloney's ring would pass to him for his future bride.
"You knew I was planning to ask Emily to marry me. You knew that ring was mine."
"What are you saying?" Hazel blinked rapidly to beat back the tears. There was no way in hell she was going to cry in front of these two, lest they took that as a sign of guilt.
"You knew your chance to steal it was running out."
Jeremiah sneered at her, a look of pure derision written on his face.
"I didn't steal the ring. I didn't steal anything."
Hazel looked at Mrs. Maloney again, praying the dear woman was in a lucid state.
"Mrs. Maloney, I—" "Don't you dare talk to her," Annabelle interrupted angrily.
Mrs. Maloney's gaze lifted, and Hazel knew in an instant any hope of help was gone. Mrs. Maloney was suffering from dementia, her moments of clarity growing less and less with each passing month. When she was first diagnosed, Mrs. Maloney had flat out refused to move to a nursing home, insistent that she would die in the same house where she was born. Mrs. Maloney had been a powerhouse in those early days. So, as a compromise, and since the family knew they wouldn't win the argument, she'd agreed to a private nurse. Hazel had been hired, and for 3 years she'd worked 6 days a week, Fridays, her only day off, from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening, taking care of her beloved employer. For the first year, she'd been more companion than nurse because Mrs. Maloney hadn't required much care. The hours had been a lot more than the elderly woman had needed that year. Probably too much. But Hazel had agreed to them because this house was infinitely better than the shithole she called home, and because she'd loved spending time with Mrs. Maloney. Unfortunately, Mrs. Maloney's mental state had declined more rapidly this past year, so the family had begun taking turns staying with her at night and covering for Hazel on her day off. Many days, Hazel hung around until 8 or 9, waiting for that evening's relative to arrive.
"Annabelle," Hazel started again, though one look told her the judge and jury had already decided her fate. "I swear to you, I have never taken anything from your grandmother."
Annabelle sniffed.
"The silver was here 3 months ago. We used it for Grandma's birthday dinner, and Jeremiah saw Grandma's ring not 2 weeks ago when he came by to tell her he was going to propose. The only reason he didn't take it that day was because he was on his way out of town for business and didn't want to run the risk of losing it. You are the only person outside the family with a key to the house, with access to Grandma's things. If not you, then who?"
Hazel didn't have an answer to that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?